Next item, please.
966. Authorize
A. Mayor, I would like to propose that we place emergency clauses on 966, 967, and 968 so we can meet a deadline of...
A second.
Well, it's a second reading, but then it would still go 30 days.
Okay. That's correct. It gets rid of the 30-day limitation.
I would ask that we suspend the rules and adopt an emergency clause on these three.
Okay. Why don't we do this? Could you please read all three items? We'll take the vote on that amendment, which has been the motion is by Commissioner Fish. The second is by Commissioner Fritz. So let's read all three items, 966, 967, 968.
966. Authorize a service and maintenance agreement with Portland General Electric Company in the amount of $1 million for transmission maintenance services for the Portland Hydroelectric Project. And 967. Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Eugene Water and Electric Board in the amount of $420,000 for scheduling services for the Portland Hydroelectric Project. And 968. Authorize a power purchase and sales agreement with Portland General Electric Company for the sale of hydroelectric power generated by the Portland Hydroelectric Project.
And to be clear, the emergency ordinance that we're about to vote on will apply to 966, 967, and 968. Please call the roll.
I'm sorry, what was the reason for the emergency?
So that we can have the contracts in place effective as of September 1st.
Because the previous ones are expiring.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment is adopted for all three ordinances back to 966. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
This is another example of where someone has earned my trust, and therefore I'm happy to support this. And thank you, Commissioner Fish. You and your team have definitely earned my trust. Aye.
Thank you very much.
Fish?
Mayor, if I can, I just give my comments to this item, and then I'll just vote the others. We're joined today by a number of people from the Water Bureau family I want to acknowledge. One is Mike Stewart, the director. One is Teresa Elliott, our chief engineer. One is Karen Moynihan, our crack lawyer. And Todd Lofgren, who is my liaison to all of the utilities. We have other members of the legal team here, representatives of the Pub and the Cub. And Mayor, I think it's worth, since this is the last item, just to take a quick moment and put this into context. Because in all the years that I've had the honor of being the commissioner in charge of the utilities, I don't think we've had a year quite like this. And it may turn out I haven't quite had a year like this for myself personally as well. And, you know, we don't take the time because of the rush of business just to pause and reflect on the work that public servants do to advance really hard work in our city. And I want to commend the professionals that I have the honor of working with. And they've had a difficult year. Now, we can start with the easy part, which is the auditor survey came out, and we got high marks. About two-thirds of our customers give water services favorable ratings. And That may sound strange, given all the background noise that these kinds of projects kick up. But I think it reflects a basic set of confidence that people have in the services they receive and the fact that I think people instinctively understand they get good value for what we offer. And remember, we deliver about 2 gallons of water for a penny. And if you want to just put that in context, go to the grocery store and find out how far a penny goes if you want to buy water. We also, in the auditor's report today, in the financial condition report, I think we got another validation in terms of the progress we're making as a council in insisting that we invest in modernizing our system. And Mayor, watching the tragedy unfold in the Gulf Coast and watching reservoirs come under enormous stress, watching basic infrastructure across the country erode because it's being neglected, I'm proud to live in a city where we have said we are going to invest in a modern infrastructure, not just for today, but for future generations. But this year was a year unlike any other that I can think of at the Water Bureau. And as you know, it started with a community-wide conversation about lead in the water. Now, we don't have lead in our water or in our distribution system, but we do serve high-risk homes and buildings that have lead, and we have a role to play in helping to do risk mitigation. And we're working with our regulators to take some prudent steps in that regard. But we also learned this year that we lost a one-of-a-kind variance, the only city in the country that received a variance from that portion of LT2 that required us, that gave us a pass from having to treat our pristine Bull Run water. And we can argue about the circumstances that led to the revocation, but I think it became clear to the community the question was not whether we're going to put our heads in the sand and just hope it goes away, but the question is, how are we going to respond? I could not be prouder of the public conversation that the Water Bureau and our oversight bodies helped to broker. And I will tell you, in all candor, I had very little confidence about where that conversation was going to end up. And I think that's the highest compliment that I can bestow on my team is that, and I should also acknowledge our chief financial officer. I regret not mentioning Ken, because Ken has been a full partner in all this, Ken Russ. But because the system, because the process was structured as an honest inquiry in looking at difficult options, I did not, up until the final vote, the final moment of the final vote, have a clear sense of where the council was going. But I was particularly proud of the quality of the conversation we had at the community, the voices of our partners at the county and in community health, our oversight bodies, our wholesale customers, editorial boards, ordinary citizens, critics, supporters, people coming in and offering different visions of how we proceed. I think it is a great credit to this body that, faced with some very tough choices, we chose to look at a 100-year vision for how we can not only protect water quality but our cherished Bull Run watershed. And it will come at a cost, and we will work as a council to manage that cost, but it is not typical of every city that they think 100 years. And we heard that from the auditor, and we've heard that from some of our partners about the tendency increasingly in government to think about 1 year or the next challenge and not a generation or two. In the midst of all this, we had some very difficult choices to make about hydropower. And just when you think you've got your eye on all the various moving pieces, along comes hydropower. And I think we were all struck, or at least I was struck, and I think you were, colleagues, at what a complicated question this was, again, with no clear best answer, but one that we learned early on required a deeper dive. And when it first came to council, I found some of the moving pieces hard to follow. And so we hit reset. And I will say that I believe it was you, Mayor, who told me following our first work session that you felt that Karen Moynihan's legal presentation, when she gave the sort of soup-to-nuts summary of how we got here, all the moving pieces, was sort of the model of what you'd like to see in future proceedings like that to really bring the council up to speed. It was not an advocacy document. It was designed to inform, and it was comprehensive, and we ended up circulating it to each office because it was so well done. Well, in the course of this conversation, we had a very stark choice. We had lost a sweetheart contract that we had had for many years with PGE that all parties acknowledged was a heads we win, tails they lose contract, the kind of contract we wish we had more of, but we did not control our fate. We could mothball hydropower and, in a sense, turn our back on $55 million of public investment to bring us to this point, or we could take a calculated risk based on the advice we received from a blue-chip roster of professional consultants that we hired to guide us in the negotiations and see whether we could continue to provide clean energy and value for our community. And remember, what we're talking about is enough clean energy to power over 8,000 homes. So it is not an insignificant amount of value. I think reasonable people on this one, as with many other things we've talked about this year, could land differently. But what made me especially proud of my bureau is in a very complicated arena, easy to caricature, easy to people getting some of the facts wrong, They put the facts on the table, answered the concerns raised by the oversight bodies and my colleagues, and ultimately brought us to this moment. Let me be very clear. Following the work session, the council session, the numerous briefings with our oversight bodies, and individual briefings, we have not at any time said we can eliminate risk in this deal. And were we to do so, that would be the height of irresponsibility. There is some risk, but it is a risk that the chief financial officer has determined is very small. But Mayor, you and I, in assessing that risk, believe that we needed to add an additional measure of protection for our taxpayers, because this is a enterprise that impacts our taxpayers, not our ratepayers. It is, in effect, a general fund bureau that is managed through an old agreement by the Water Bureau. But the burden of the risk falls on our taxpayers, not our ratepayers. And so what we agreed to do, and I think it was especially prudent, is to adopt an amendment which says that for the time being, any positive revenue generated from our hydropower business will stay at the Hydroelectric Bureau until such time as the chief financial officer and our budget office are comfortable that we have the reserves so that there's very little risk to the general fund, and then we can return some of that positive net flow to the general fund. I think that is a prudent thing to do, and it essentially eliminates, over the life of this deal, any risk to the general fund as much as humanly possible. I don't know whether in the long term we should be in the hydropower business, but we have a lot of water in the Bull Run, and we have a chance to generate clean energy, and this is an honorable deal. And finally, just one word about an issue that I think got kind of bent out of shape in some of the public conversation. We, like many other utilities, have agreed to enter into a confidentiality agreement on the price, and we are not like a number of other peer organizations who have done so. And the reason is we were able to get above market rates for the people we serve. And because we're a market participant, we needed to keep those rates confidential, not from each of you, the decision makers. You had access to that, not to our oversight, not to the professionals at the city, but it is not to be published. And it is exempt, clearly exempt from public records. No one has questioned that. Now, time will tell whether that is the right approach, but it is the approach which was used by other utilities, public utilities, that were also seeking to gain an advantage for their ratepayers. So the idea somehow that we've taken an approach which works against our ratepayers is Orwellian. This is how we got a better return, and it is a function of the fact that we are a market participant that we think this confidentiality was in the public interest. Time will tell. And I'm not here to either oversell or undersell this deal. I'm here simply to say I think this is the best deal that we could cobble together under the circumstances. I appreciate the thoughtful consideration of my colleagues, the Cub, the Pub, and everyone who has weighed in. And today I'm pleased to vote aye.
Wheeler?
Thank you, Commissioner. I cannot top that. Commissioner Fish has stated the case eloquently. He has clearly stated the trade-offs. And Commissioner Fish, I want to personally thank you and your team and the professional staff for being exceptional in terms of organization, in terms of presentation, in terms of working with me, working with my team to ensure that the myriads of questions that I asked, some very good and insightful, some completely irrelevant, but without judgment, each and every one of those questions and concerns which were raised were addressed to well beyond my satisfaction. So I appreciate it, and I appreciate your personal leadership. I think it's been exemplary on this issue. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. Next item, please.
Roll call on 967.
Correct. Call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. Next item, please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, this one is the purchase agreement and sales agreement with Portland General Electric. And I just have to say that I think it's fiscally responsible to keep using a $50 million investment to generate power. It's a moral responsibility to keep using renewable power. And so I appreciate your skill in bringing this to us. Commissioner Fish, aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. We're adjourned until 2 p.m.